Because you see what the deal is. They got so many of these damn weapons, and it ain't gonna be no people on their feet. It's gonna be nothing but machines. That's what it's gonna be. And they talking about, well, who gets the first shot off? That's a lot of bull crap. And they got these atomic submarines out there. They don't know where the hell they located. It's the retaliation is what they're fearing most. Because, you know, if you got these nuclear subs sitting in your backyard, do you think you're going to be foolish enough to try and fire a shot? I mean, really. And they don't know how many of those damn subs they got. That's why Russia and these people, they always talk and talk and talk. Well, hell, I'd sooner see them talk than well, they're going over to Cuba now. I wonder what's going to happen now. You see where they got a boat going over there on a cruise?
Yeah.
Well, they should have they should have done that a long time ago. What the hell, they got there you got Cuba sitting right in your backyard, and you got everybody in the world coming here. Oh man, look. Cuba ain't no worse than any worse than the part of the rest of the world. Oh, money, you're gonna have communists. I don't give a goddamn where you go. You're gonna have socialism. Oh, you got socialism in the United States here. I don't know why people just don't live and go and be what the hell they want to be and just leave it that. And going on telling people how they can live, what they got to do, what's good for them. Well, God damn, if it's anything was good for them, why don't they take their own advice? Look at the mess they got of their own families.
Hmm? You tell me about your mother and father. When were they born?
They were born out in front of town, out around the Irish town.
Both your mother and father?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my grandfather's from Miles, ain't he? That's what most of the generation was sprung up from here. You see, they migrated in here from Ireland. And Dad gone, sprung up. Like I said, it was only, they migrated out there in that two blocks on Adelph Street. But like I tell you, man, they were making kids so fast, and they had to expand, man. They moved from some of the kids growing up, they moved on St. Andrew Street, then St. Mary Street, then Felicity Street. Then they're growing up on St. Andrew, St. Mary's, or St. Thomas. Yeah, where's those going this way? Like in one big square. They went up around Sopperoo Street and Philip, first, second, probably all went to Washington Avenue. And they moved back towards Magazine. Well, you had Chapatua, Grusaw, St. Thomas, Chippewa, Nunciation, Laurel, Constant, Magazine. So that's what the
Constant.
Mm-hmm. See,
did he get any education?
Well, I tell you, I don't remember too much of my dad, because like I said, my daddy died when I was about a year and a half old.
What did he do for a living?
He worked on the riverfront. You see, at that time, they used to call them longshoremen and screwmen. You see, the screwmen, they used to screw these cargo up into the hold of the ship, like cotton, lumber, and whatnot, and then they had one of these steel foundries out there on St. Andrew and Russo. Well, they worked in there, and they had a lot of cotton presses, and most of them worked as longshoremen,